Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Well, we all probably know by now, at least if you've been listening to this show, about the controversial Peacock docuseries with the ex-wife of Long Island serial killer. It's not ex-wife. It's still the wife of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Heuermann. I don't even know if estranged is the right word, because the divorce she filed for it, but it's never gone anywhere right now. It's just there.
It feels like it's just sort of a symbolic filing for divorce instead of, oh my God, I might be married to a serial killer. Please, somebody get me out of this shit.
What is the advantage to staying married to someone who is accused of these heinous, heinous crimes?
Support.
Well, but the thing is, I mean, you add that on and you also add in all the other shit that we know about Rex Heuermann, like the child porn and all the other horrible things that they found in his computer. I think that right there would probably be a deal breaker for most people, even if he didn't kill anybody. The fact that you have a shitload of child porn on your computer, probably an out right there. So the fact that she's still sticking around is suspicious and creepy as shit to me. I don't really know why she's doing it, other than there might be some part of this Peacock agreement of, well, you kind of need to stay married to him while this is so you can make your money. The newly announced docuseries by Peacock that focuses on the ex-wife, or not the the family and the wife of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Heuermann has ignited a firestorm of controversy. How about this too? How about your disabled son, who is not, you know, I don't know the right way to say this, but he seems to have some disabilities. And I think they've said that. I don't know exactly what, but it does seem to be some sort of cognitive disability that's going on there. How do you think he feels about now being followed around by a fucking camera crew that mom decided was a great idea? Well, dad's on trial for raping and murdering hookers. Is that a healthy mom move right there, Asa, to put your family through that? Does that make a lot of sense to you? Oh, and by the way, you don't need the fucking money. Sell your fucking assets. You have a lot of property. You have a lot of stuff. It's estimated they're worth about $7 million. So you could probably break away from this not that hard and move on with your life as best you possibly can and your children's lives and try and provide some sort of respite and escape from this. But no, you want to dig into this shit show and become a narcissistic star out of it and make some money and drag your disabled child along with you. What a lovely mom you are, Asa. I feel so bad. Let me go to your GoFundMe. Anyway, the project, which has drawn involvement, this is, makes it even fucking crazier. who's producing the documentary on Asa Alrup? Anybody? We heard Peacock is involved. That doesn't necessarily mean NBC News, though. And it's not NBC News. It's not Dateline. Thank God. It's
Yeah, but they're all under the same umbrella, aren't they?
50 Cent's G-Unit Productions? No.
Peacock.
Well, it's not the news division that's handling any of this. So, no, it's more the entertainment division that would be handling this going, and content division going, this would be a great documentary for us to run. It'll get us a lot of viewers. And it will. Without a doubt, it will. But it's a difference between being run by the news department or 50 Cent's G-Unit Productions. It sounds like I'm almost playing fucking Mad Libs here. Of like, and then 50 Cent's G-Unit Productions made a documentary on Asa Alrup. It's true.
I'm looking this up. This has to be a freaking joke. You're kidding, right?
It's raised concerns from authorities and outraged some families of potential victims tied to the case. Camera crews have been actively filming at the residence of Asa Elrup, Huerman's wife, and have even followed her to one of Huerman's recent court hearings. Elrup, who is central, of course, to the docuseries, is reportedly being compensated for her participation, though the exact sum does remain undisclosed. The speculation that we've known about $1 million, with additional payments allocated to her lawyer and her children's attorney. So there's attorneys here who went up to them and said, this is great, great idea. It's going to tell your story. And oh, by the way, I'm going to make $400,000 on your back as well. You're going to get money. Oh, and they're going to get money. And everyone's going to get money. It's a giant payday. Lisk payday.
Good God, it is 50 Cent. What the frick?
You get a payday. You get a payday. G-Unit.
Oh my God, what is happening to our world? What is happening?
We live in the upside down. No comment yet from G-Unit Productions. I didn't know there was even a thing. And Peacock. Departing Suffolk County Police Commissioner Rodney Harrison expressed his discontent, stating the docuseries is a smack at the family members who lost a loved one. Suffolk County Prosecutor Ray Tierney also voiced concern, suggesting that the project could impact Elrup's credibility. You fucking think? Particularly if she's called to testify in the case. Despite Elrup not facing any charges and being out of town during the killings, which I don't know how you really timestamp that very securely other than just saying, well, she said she was out of town. These happened like more than 10 years ago. Do you have like a calendar? Do you have proof that you were in another place during all of these killings? Because we got three on the count so far. I'm guessing there's a lot more. What Cheesecake Factory in what town were you eating at that day, Asa, where your husband was killing people or that you're going to claim you were out of town at? I don't know. I mean, it just seems like a very, useless claim, unless there's some proof to it other than just saying you're out of town. Investigators have not uncovered any other ties to her as of yet to the case. Although I don't know how you do that when you don't ever question the woman either. A woman recently reported meeting Huerman and Elrup at their home in 1996 for a sex party, along with Karen Vergata, who disappeared and was later found deceased near Gilgo Beach in 2011. Furthermore, strands of Elrup's own hair were found near the family home that were inadvertently linked to Huerman and the crime scene. You know, your fucking hair's on a body and your husband's being charged with murder? I don't know. I mean, yeah, I get duct tape collects a lot of shit and your house is an utter mess and you look like hoarders from hell. But I don't know. I think if it were the other way around, if she was the killer, and I'm not saying she is, but if she was the killer and they found fucking Huerman's hair on something, he'd be arrested pretty fast.
You would think so.
It would be like immediate. It would be, there's some reason she's not been questioned or arrested. And I don't know what that is. And I don't know that it means that she had anything to do with it either. But there's something going on there. Elrup's lawyer, Robert Medicino, maintains her innocence, emphasizing that she is not privy to any details beyond what the media has reported. Medicino stated she wants to believe that the spouse she's been married to for 27 years wasn't capable of these crimes. She wants to see and hear the evidence as it plays out in the courtroom. Well, okay, you don't believe he's capable of, well, he's certainly capable of getting into a lot of child porn and collecting hundreds of guns, and certainly likes the hookers.
How do you explain that? I mean, isn't it just a little bit down the road to link him to this? I mean, it seems like there's some deviant behavior going on here.
Apparently not deviant enough to make her stay with her man. Prosecutor Tierney, however, questioned Elrup's motive, suggesting that she might be trying to capitalize on her husband's notoriety, potentially driven by financial incentives. That's, of course, what she's doing. In contrast, John Ray, the lawyer representing the families of two women who remains were found on Gilgo Beach, believes Elrup should be treated as a suspect and thoroughly investigated. Yeah. Yes, she should be. She should be looked at and thoroughly investigated and then cleared if there's nothing there. But we need to at least go down the road and not pretend that there's no road there. He cautioned that anything she discloses to the film crew can be used against her criminally, emphasizing that she remains within the circle of suspicion. That's exactly what I've been saying the whole time. Start subpoenaing those fucking tapes.
Yep.
Get every single thing that is being recorded and start going through it. Sherry Gilbert, the sister of Shannon Gilbert, whose disappearance led to the discovery of other bodies on Gilgo Beach, expressed her strong opposition to the docuseries. In a social media post, she expressed disappointment and frustration, condemning the media for exploiting the families of the victims and serial killers. Gilbert criticized the Elrup's reported payday and called out all the entities that have profited from her family's story while her own struggles persisted. In addition to the Peacock documentary, there's a Netflix one coming out about Heuermann's arrest. I mean, there are documentaries out there that many news organizations have put out. And I see nothing wrong with that, because there's a huge difference between talking about a case, speculating on a case from a journalistic standpoint. And there's another difference between, hey, let's make this the real world Elrup edition, where we follow her around and let her talk about it and pay her a lot of money when we don't even quite know for sure exactly how much she knows or didn't know.
Yeah, and it has a feel of almost like a reality series. I mean, obviously it's not going to be that way, but they're following her around. How is it any different?
Exactly.
It feels wrong. And it feels like, you know, these people... Is this what our world is going to come to? That, you know, if you're lucky enough to have a potential serial killer in your family, you're going to get $1 million. Yep. Like a game show. Come on.
Exactly.
Welcome to America.
Everyone can profit on something, it seems. But no, I mean, I don't know what to say about all this. Will I watch it? Probably. Yeah, because it's, I don't know, because it's a fucking train wreck. But should this be going on? I mean, it's one of those things where, is it icky? Is it yucky? And yes, is it illegal? No, it doesn't appear to be illegal. And there appears to be that loophole there where if she is profiting from it, that then it won't be going to Rex, or it wouldn't be that violation where a convict can profit off of selling a book or something about the murder or a docuseries.
But who is paying for his defense?
Well, that's the question. That is the question here, because they are still married. I would think if she was officially divorced, she could take the money and be fine. And actually, she could choose to then fund his defense if she wanted to. The question I think remains, though, is that money that Peacock or G Unit or 50 Cent is paying, is... Sounds fucking insane.
I know.
To say this shit out loud. Is that marital property? Because they are still married. Would that be joint income?
I would think so.
No matter who signs the deal. Because if that's the case,
like it.
If that is the case, then I think a lot of people have a claim to that money should he be convicted. But again, he's not been convicted yet. So we got to get to that state. And by that point, I'm going to assume the money will be gone. So good luck getting anything out of Asa. I don't know. I just think it's an utter mess. And the sad, fucked up part of this whole thing is Heuermann will likely be in jail for the rest of his life. He's already got the pen pal, who's the happy face killer. And they're, you know, buddying it up. And then almost it sounds like he's kind of in those letters back and forth, kind of like, yeah, I get it. You know, I'm contemplating what you told me. Is basically what was said in there. And it was advice to just admit you did it and not have to go through a horrible trial. She's going to die. She's not in very good health. And you're going to have the disabled son and the daughter sitting there with this just cornucopia of bullshit that her parents created and have to try and deal with it and have some sort of a sane life. At the end of the day, one of the biggest victims is those kids that were dealt the absolute shit card of having Rex Heuermann as dad and Asa fucking Elrup as mom.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.